Oh, there's one more present behind the tree right there. Yeah, let me see. All right. Wow, it's a full hour of America Weekend, just what I wanted, and it starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge and Karen DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Karen DeFalco will be by in mere moments. Our guest this hour is a true music legend, the one and only Carly Simon. When you think of those singers and songwriters, 1970s, 1980s, Carly is at the top of that list. She has written an incredibly interesting memoir, Boys in the Trees, and she doesn't hold anything back. It is a terrific read. She also has a new Christmas album out. We are going to talk about all things Carly Simon. Then, what kind of a gift giver are you? Are you happy with the gifts you got? Are you happy with the gifts you gave? Kara and I will break it all down, and we are going to see where you end up. Then, we are going to replay one of our more popular segments of the past couple of months here on the show, Reasons Why Women Are Better Than Men. This created quite a response when it first aired. Kara DeFalco for the prosecution, Ed Kalenge for the defense. We start things off this hour with... It is the holiday season. Many of you are listening to this on Christmas morning. It is a time of peace, not only across the country, but across the world. This has been quite a year, has it not? You probably got pulled into the maelstrom that was the presidential election. Do you still have the same friends that you had back in the summer, back in the spring, back last winter that you do right now? I would imagine you don't. A lot of friendships and relationships were strained because who you're supporting for president. And how ridiculous is that? Kids kind of just sat and watched adults screaming and yelling about Donald or Hillary. And it really got out of control. And it really continues now, right? It hasn't ended. You see those people on social media on and on and on. I see people that simply now live to retweet what other people are saying, bad things about whomever. Maybe it's time you use today to take a nice deep breath. Maybe move on from things. Maybe move on to 2017 because it's going to be here before you know it. Life is too short to hold on to this stuff, folks. It's a presidential election. It does not rule your life. Your life is what you see this morning when you're sitting under your tree opening presents or doing whatever you do at whichever winter celebration you participate in. Got to keep everybody happy. This is a time to take a deep breath. I saw so much right after the election. How are we going to tell the kids? How are the kids going to be able to handle this? They're kids. They don't have to handle these things. All right, we talked about on the show before, 16 years from now, they're going to be upset because Chelsea Clinton beat Donald Trump Jr. You know that's coming. It's really coming. Let them worry about it then. This is a time of peace. There are many spots in this world right now where there is no such thing as peace. Think about what has gone on in Aleppo. Think about those horrible pictures that you've seen involving children. And look at your kids today, or look at kids of people you know, and realize how lucky we are to be able to celebrate a day such as this, to be able to celebrate a season such as this in relative peace. When all we are truly arguing about is who won an election, that's pretty good. Because if you're sitting under your Christmas tree this morning, and if you got everything you wanted for Christmas, and you gave everything you wanted for Christmas, you're doing pretty damn good. Because there are other people this morning that don't have anything. There are people dealing with the loss of a loved one, emptiness, and sadness. And those are the people that you should worry about, not who won an election. And realize just how damn lucky we are to live here and to be able to celebrate whatever we want to celebrate on this morning or any other morning. And the one thing that we have in our hearts today that we wish we had every other day is peace. Merry Christmas. Carly Simon is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.